second star to the right shines in the night for you. To tell you that the dreams you plan, they really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light so rare, yeah, yeah. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Oh, twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know where you are, gleaming in the sky above. Send us to the land we dream of, and when our journey is through, each time we say, thank the lucky star that shines the second to the
that's like a Mahiva stare that strips my conscience bare. It's a witchcraft, and I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with a
a day to get there if we travel by my dragon. It's not in Spain, baby, but all the same, you know it's a groovy name. And the wind's just right. Yeah. I hope y'all don't mind us slowing the pace down a little bit and going into a blues. Lasts about 67 minutes for those who may be sleeping.
feeling last. Make a feeling last. Till tears are subsumed like toys in trash bags. In a box of honeymoon.
Yeah, 34 after midnight. What the hell? Covered in bugs. Testes 112. And I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio program. It's community radio in the 21st century. Where else would we be? Heyo! And it's the middle of the night, so keep it real. Stop playing with my buttons, dude. So, we'll get the show started. It's always, you know, really. You only got the one switch over there. You turn them all up and turn them all down. Okay, that's good.
Stop touching it. This is community radio. It's radio done by people, real live people. No robots here, no corporate entities that masquerade as people. You know what I'm talking about. There's no Citizens United citizens in here, I guess. It's a bunch of cucks. No cucks in here. Citizen United citizens, cucks, otherwise known as corporations. None of those in here. Oh, my God. Deal with a special guy over here. Can't get it figured out?
There's a buzz.
Yeah, there is a buzz. You're right. You know, it's a KKFI thing. All right, so this is the Paragon Radio Program. We are here. We are live. We are doing this right now. Yes, this is really happening. And I'm not sure what you can do about it, necessarily. You're kind of strapped in. It's a talk show, if you're not familiar. We like to talk about current events, the various affairs of humanity that take place at any given time. We like to talk about politics as well. We like to talk about shape-shifting alien reptiles and lizards and all kinds of good fun like that, because it's community radio, not corporate radio. It's not anything of the sort, folks. This is community radio. That means that we can be a little out there. We can be a little different than the other folks out there. We just finished the fundraiser, which is good. The winter 2014 KKFI on-air pledge drive has finalized. And I believe it was a success because, hey, some people called and they offered some money, some financial support to KKFI, some of their cash, not all of their cash. We don't need all of your money. We just need some of your money, and you can still do that. You can still actually go online to kkfi.org, and you could make a secure online donation there. Or, hell, you could call down here. Why not? 931-5534, and Jesse will take your pledge in the green room. We can do that. That's a possibility. We could have that happen as well. So at some point tonight, Jake has promised to come down with a new suicide in hand. And I'm sure Michael T., as soon as his nap is over, will join us as well. It'll be suicide 300, which seems like a milestone of some sort. I'm not sure what kind of milestone. There was a movie called 300 that I think was about some ancient history battle as the Persians or something like that. So that's kind of what I think of when I think of 300. 300, there was that pornographic actress who I believe she filmed in the Daytona 500. And I think she only got to 300 in that deal. You know, it's kind of, sometimes the tires come off. Do you know what I'm saying? But so it's some things to think about. I'm sure it'll be a really good suicide. Jake's gotten very good at them, 300 in all. And it doesn't, because this show has been on air for some time. I believe there's been a talk show on Sunday nights on KKFI for well over 10 years. I've been in charge of it for it'd have to be well over 10 years. Probably more like 15 years there's been a talk show on Sunday nights, which is a good thing. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoy doing it, coming down here. It's always a reflective time, the pledge drive. I always think about, you know, how cool it is to have this opportunity, because there's nothing else. I mean, you can tune to other radio stations, and you're not going to find anyone else live at this time. There is one other program that I believe is live for the next hour and 20 minutes or something like that, but on the weekend it's not nearly as good as it can be other times. I mean, really, I like to think that we're the only ones down or up at this time, and certainly we are in Kansas City doing a talk show, giving people the opportunity to call in and, you know, have a conversation, voice some concerns and opinions about things. I guess, I mean, this last week for us in Kansas City, it has been like a Winter Olympics. It's been all kinds of daily competitions. They're trying to get out of your front door, make it to work. They try not to get, you know, T-boned by a city bus that can't stop, that kind of thing. I mean, in the Olympic, the games that we play here in Kansas City are different. On the other side of the state line, they're different. Like I was telling some folks from Johnson County the other day, you know, people from Missouri can drive much better than folks from Johnson County because we have to. I mean, look at the roads out there. They don't plow them, and when the roads are free of snow, they're covered with potholes and steel grates. And then you have, I mean, you know, it's just a simple reality. You cross the state line, you go to Kansas, and the roads look like a serene, placid lake. They're just smooth and perfect, even after a big snowstorm. So us in Kansas City, Missouri, are much better drivers for that very simple reason. And you think about all the people that have to, the way things get, you know, just complicated and difficult when the weather gets like this. For instance, if school is canceled again today, which I should probably check, being that I am part of the media right now. Look at the school closings. I always think it's funny when churches close due to inclement weather. I was assumed that was a test, and a test, of course, put forth by God. And a lot of those folks would have failed it. Now they're looking like my kid's going to go to school tomorrow. I had promised my kid, even if school was closed, that I was going to take him there and make him sit on the steps with a blanket and a sack lunch for at least 8 hours. Because the kids were out of school for 4 days last week, which is completely ridiculous. I mean, what happens when your kid is out of school for 4 days in a row and you have something called a job? Well, your kid gets left home alone, right? I mean, what the heck else is going to happen? Maybe call grandma up. Tell the neighbor to watch after him. A lot of kids getting left at home. An absolute truth. But it looks like my son won't have to sit on the steps of his school tomorrow underneath a blanket with his sack lunch. He'll actually get to go. So that's good for him. I think he'll be excited about that. The prospect of actually going into classrooms that have heat is probably a good one for him. All right, so 42 minutes after the hour, it's Olympic week. I mean, it's been kind of funny for everyone. Jesse, you were talking about all the pictures that were in the ladies' restrooms throughout Sochi. Just, you know, because
I think that's hilarious.
You know, Vladimir Putin, he's a handsome guy. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've gotten lost in his eyes. Remember George Bush, every time they got together, Vlad and George W., they'd get lost in each other's eyes. And I'm assuming an embrace, too. Can you imagine that? He's got big arms, really strong. You know, my favorite picture of him is...
Who do you think crunched two's knuckles when they shook hands?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty clear. But I like the one with Vladimir where he's holding the snow leopard.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's a good one. It was, I believe, the picture that really put the International Olympic Committee over the top in regards to having the games in Sochi. Because, you know, apparently Sochi is a subtropical climate. It's not even really suited for winter sports.
Really?
All the snow that they used, they literally had kept from last year and trucked it in 16 million square feet or something like that, that they kept under thermal blankets.
Wow.
And then used large snow guns to spray it all over the side of the mountain. And I'm reading the New York Times the other day on the editorial page. There is a story called The End of Snow. And I'm looking outside. I'm looking back at this article, The End of Snow, and then I'm looking outside.
Like, hmm.
It might not be the end of snow just yet. Oh, did you hear? This is really bad news. So apparently DMX was going to have a boxing match with George Zimmerman.
Who apparently now is considered a celebrity.
Who, DMX or George?
George.
Oh, okay. Now, I think anyone that's in DMX's presence becomes a celebrity or maybe more specifically a suspect.
Mm-hmm. But or a celebrity suspect.
Yeah, a suspected celebrity. But that's, I'm disappointed, like, you know, I mean, I'm really disappointed about this. Because I'm a big fan of DMX. I'm a Rough Rider from way back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop.
We knew Whoa. Who was going to win that one.
Well, it would all depend on whether or not DMX had his dogs with him.
Did you know that George Zimmerman is 29 years old? I just found that out. The guy looks like he's 45.
Yeah, well, you have no idea what it's like to be a neighborhood watch guy. It really puts a lot. It's like, you know, how when a guy runs for president, he looks really youthful. And then, you know, after 8 years, he looks like an old, decrepit man.
I thought that was after they showed him the secret videos.
It's like neighborhood watch captains. That's when the president loses control of his entire, character after watching those secret videos.
Mm-hmm. No, but back to the Olympics. There's a lot of funny stories. Did you see Germany's uniforms?
I missed them. No.
Well, Germany decided that it would be appropriate to send their Olympic team in rainbow flag uniforms.
Right. No, absolutely.
And you heard about Obama, of course, sending a pair of lesbians in his place as a spokesman.
If you know what, can I tell you something? If I was the president, I would do that for everything, not just for, you know, an Olympic Games that's been made a little controversial because of some anti-people legislation they have in Russia. They don't have, actually, according to the mayor of Sochi, they don't actually have gay people in Sochi.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't have any gay people. They have a lot of stray dogs in unfinished hotel rooms, though.
Well, the stray dogs are starting to wane.
No, they're taking them to the country. Yeah, somewhere in Siberia. Yeah, what happened? I would like to know what broke down between the negotiations with DMX and George Zimmerman to have the celebrity boxing match.
Apparently it was some kind of outcry of the public's...
Really, one of those again?
Mm-hmm.
Moral outrage? One of those things?
I mean, did you see what Al Sharpton said about the whole thing? He was appalled that George Zimmerman was even considered a celebrity.
Well, you know, Sharpton's celebrity status has been waning as of late. I mean, he used to be a really big celebrity, but I don't know if you've seen him recently. He's really slimmed down.
Well, that's the way of the future.
I thought he was getting skinny because he was... I have no idea.
It's fashionable to be skinny again.
Is it? So did you hear about the creepiest thing that happened last week? So you've heard of Google Glass?
Oh, yeah.
The glasses that essentially superimpose a small computer screen into your field of vision.
You can make your girlfriend look like Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, I think the whole point is you don't need a girlfriend once you have the Google Glass. It eliminates the need. Like that bizarre movie with Joaquin Phoenix, Her, where in the future men are all dating computers. All right, so a new app is going to allow total strangers to ID you and pull up all your information just by looking at you and scanning your face with their Google Glass. The app is called NameTag, and according to the article, it sounds creepy, and I agree with that article. The real-time facial recognition software can detect a face using Google Glass cameras, send it wirelessly to a server, compare it to millions of records, and in seconds return a match complete with the name, additional photos, and social media profiles. The information listed could include your name, occupation, any social media profiles you have set up, and whether or not you have, you know, the old-fashioned criminal record. So apparently 2 million entries have already been uploaded to facialnetwork.com. And once the app officially goes live, you'll be able to sign up for NameTag and opt out instead of the alternative of having to opt in. So literally, you'll have to go to this website, probably give them personal information, including a credit card, and then opt out of something that you never opted in. And this, of course, so... All you smartphone-using Facebookers out there, here's another reason why I don't do what you do. Now, we've established the reason why I don't have a cell phone, because there's a thing called the Universal Forensic Extracting Device that police departments have, where they can essentially attach a little cord to your cell phone through the USB port or the charging port and download everything off your phone, including deleted texts and those pictures of your penis that you thought you had deleted as well, that you had sent to a coworker or something like that. The police can just download all of that right on the side of the highway. And according to a federal judge in Oklahoma, they don't even need to have a search warrant. They can just do it. They can just do it. And now here's the reason why I don't have a Facebook page. Because if anything, the only image attached to my online avatar persona is the cover to the original first pressing of the 1972 classic, Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail. So that would be the only thing, which is essentially an American flag skull with sun circles setting in the eye sockets. But according to the creators of NameTag, it's not about invading anyone's privacy. It's about connecting people that want to be connected for hookup sex. We will see, that actually wasn't in the article. We will even allow users to have one profile that is seen during business hours and another that is seen in social situations for the purposes of hookup sex. NameTag can make the big anonymous world we live in as friendly as a small town full of people having sex. It may not be about invading anyone's privacy, but that sounds like what it does, and forcing people to opt out if they want to maintain their privacy is wrong, etc. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, Google Glass is just another one of those things that it really is horrible. And everyone's going to have them in like 2 months. And I'm sure once I get to try some out, I should just never try them out. Because I'm sure it's awesome.
You'll want some, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's completely and totally awesome. So I should never even test a pair out. Seems like it could go horribly wrong, horribly quick. You just become addicted to it. I mean, somebody's going to create some virtual reality game that you can just play in your daily life. And if it wasn't bad enough what the Bluetooth has done to people, you know what the Bluetooth is? The thing that people stick in their ears.
Mm-hmm.
They walk around like schizos talking to themselves in the grocery stores. I mean, those Bluetooth things are ridiculous. Have you ever watched somebody get in an argument? Somebody on the phone. Like outside of a Quick Trip, you know, just screaming about Hot Pockets, you know? And you're like, that person's crazy.
Yeah, where like the first 3 minutes you think that they're a crazy, war vet.
Some crazy person screaming about their lunch. And then you realize that like Hot Pocket is like, you know, some weird sexual innuendo. So it's going to make that phenomenon even worse. I mean, the people with their Bluetooth things, the people just happily walking around with that thing sticking out of the side of their head, you know, just waiting for their next, phone call from.
But, you know, it's not the worst thing. I mean, the worst thing you can possibly do. I was just talking to someone about this, about how probably most women, you know, not that you know, but most women that your average person knows are probably all going to get brain tumors. Because when you drive around in your car, try to find a female who's not on her phone. It seems to be the female's favorite time to be on the phone. Every time I'm in my car, you look around and it's just like, da 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 da. Everybody's on their phones.
Yeah, I don't think it's just women.
No, it's not just women. But it's like all women and like half the dudes. But what I'm saying is that the worst thing you can do is drive around in your car and talk on your cell phone. I mean, as we've talked about this before, I had a friend that had a brain tumor, and I had the privilege of talking to his neurosurgeon, the guy that did a little Japanese man, funny guy, who there's actually a website. I don't have that website on me right now, but you can go and you can put in the make and model of your phone and find out the radiation level. And the old phones, where you'd pull out the antenna, people think the whole point of pulling the antenna out was to get signal, but it had nothing to do with that. It was to keep the radiation away from your head. So now with all these smartphones, they're built in, And I mean, this was 2008 when I talked to this guy. This is when he was saying, this is when the Razr was huge. Remember the Razr? Everyone had a Razr flip phone. And that had a built-in antenna. And he was saying that the phones with the built-in antennas are the worst. This is right when BlackBerry was just coming out. And he was saying, like, yeah, you don't ever want to get one of those, son. And if you do, you make sure you don't talk on it in your phone or in your car while you're driving. Because the whole thing makes sense. The cell tower has to find your signal, lock in on you. If you're just sitting right here, just, you know, in your house, on your porch, even pulled over on the side of the road, it's a very low signal because it just has to find you and stay with you. But if you're going 40, 50, 60 miles an hour down the road in a steel box, in order for that signal to stay with you, it has to crank up full force. So they say with the Bluetooth, I've always been kind of on the fence. I'm just like, yeah, I just don't talk on my phone while I'm moving. If I have to, I'll pull over and talk. But they say the Bluetooth eliminates that because it keeps the radiation in your phone. And then, but I mean, I don't know. I'm no expert.
Well, that's unfortunate because from my experience, the people who are using Bluetooths are the ones I'd like to see get brain cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really unfortunate.
But it's funny. You don't see Bluetooth, I mean, here as much as you do in states where talking on your phone is outlawed. Like in New York and New Jersey, it is illegal to be on your phone for any reason while in your car. So everybody's got one of those Bluetooth things hanging right here. But most of the time when I see them here in KC, they're like, they look like to me people who probably sell insurance or deliver packages and
but
things
like
that.
But unlike the Bluetooth, I mean, I'm sure the Google Glass at some point is going to get so small that you won't even be able to tell that somebody's wearing Google glasses.
Once they get bought out by Oakley?
Or whatever company makes the CIA's glasses. Mm. Those big windshield glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever makes those buys them out. And then, you know, it'll just be just hidden. Everyone will do it. They're saying that people have already gotten pulled over and cited, maybe pulled over for not wearing their seatbelt or having a taillight out. Then the cop realizes they have Google glasses on, or the Google Glass, and have been giving them tickets. But I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of nefarious things that can be done with them. And there's probably all kinds of really cool things that can be done with them as well.
Don't you remember Lollapalooza 94 when the big thing was the LSD simulator? Everybody was putting on their head and kind of looked like a vintage version of Google Glasses. You remember those? Everyone.
But that was back when, you know, virtual reality was when you put on some Lawnmower Man glasses,
mm-hmm.
and that glove. That was similar to that Nintendo
Power Glove.
Power Glove that, yeah, I never got to play with. That was what virtual reality was. But now it's becoming something much, much different. And like you said, you can make your girlfriend look like Christie Brinkley, but you might not need one anymore after you get your Google glasses.
Might Once they start making accessories for the Google glasses, you're saying?
I mean, it's got to be coming. Got to be coming. You know, and if the idea of Google Glass destroying privacy wasn't enough as far as creepy technology, that kind of makes me uncomfortable a little bit. How about a vein scan payment system? A vein scan. And what's even better is they call it like your vein wallet or something.
Yeah, we talked about that like 10 years ago.
So in recent years, technology has played a huge role in securing financial assets, yada, whatever. Oh, it's called the Pulse Wallet. So I kind of like that name.
It kind of sounds like a Hot Pocket.
So the Pulse Wallet is a point-of-sale register and biometric payment terminal. The Pulse Wallet lets customers link their credit cards and other payment methods to their palms so they can leave their real wallets at home and bring their Pulse Wallets. The founders of the company said, we were thinking about a convenient way to make payment like using yourself because you're more unique than anything out there, said the founder of the company. It's part of you and you can't lose it and you don't even know what it is. It's a password that you don't even know you have, as soon as you place it, you're good to go. So it's something no one can steal. The Pulse Wallet says it airlines. This is a poorly written article from My New Jersey 9. So I apologize for that. But the select retailers in New Jersey are in a beta program for the next 3 to 6 months. Mass production of the devices is set to roll.